Home heating, choice of the system and fuel type. Choosing the heating method for your home is one of the key factors affecting your future comfort and building maintenance costs. Thus, you should think about this as early as at the stage of preparing the building permit design. With a range of possibilities and different types of heating systems, you need to select the one that suits both your home and budget best. In these days, when almost every household has access to electricity, electrical heating is a very universal solution. Its great advantage is its quite easy installation and operation. You don't have to worry about a boiler and fuel storeroom or flues to carry the smoke and fumes away. What you only need is to buy and mount appropriate electric heating devices, such as storage or convection heaters and underfloor heating mats. They are usually equipped with a thermostat which regulates the room temperature, thereby cutting energy costs. Still, electric heating systems, due to the rising energy costs, are considered to be the most expensive. They may be a good option only for new, well-insulated buildings or the ones that are only used seasonally, such as holiday homes. Undoubtedly, the cheapest and easiest option is to use the natural gas piped from the gas grid. If it's not possible, connecting is costly. We can rely on other types of fuel, such as liquid petroleum gas, LPG, heating oil, or solid fuels. Each of these systems requires finding some place for the boiler that heats water to provide central heating and hot water in your home through the pipework and radiators. We can distinguish between regular and combi boilers. The former provide central heating but require a separate storage vessel for production of domestic hot water, while the latter, equipped with a heat exchanger, provides space heating and DHW directly. Of course, the installation and operating costs depend on the type of fuel and boiler, as well as the use of additional elements, for example radiators with a thermostatic radiator valve or hot water underfloor system. For instance, oil and gas-fired condensation boilers are more expensive than traditional ones, but also more efficient as they contain two heat exchangers, thanks to which they can recover heat from the gases and use it for space heating. As far as the fuel type is concerned, LPG and heating oil are still more expensive than solid fuels. They are stored in a special tank. However, whereas LPG-fired boilers are placed either next to the building or underground, oil-fired ones can be inside the home. Currently, solid fuel boilers seem much more reliable and easier to operate than they used to be. They can be heated with coal, coal dust, coke, eco-peat coal, coal briquette, peat, wood, straw, and even waste in the form of leaves or biomass. Obviously, care is needed to use an appropriate type of fuel for a particular boiler, chamber, hopper, automatic, and gasifying one. So, which home heating system is best for your home? Actually, there is no one right answer. A good idea resulting in substantial savings and efficiency increase is to combine several systems, for example gas or oil heating, with wood stoves, underfloor systems, as well as with renewable heating options like solar thermal panels or heat pumps.